Pastor.
Amen. All right. Well, the Lord comes back. He's even going to take care of old Rocket Man. Amen. Yes, He is. Don't you worry about Rocket Man tearing this world up. Jesus said He had it all kept in store. So I'm going on my last orders tonight. Amen. It's been a joy to be with you this week, and I mean that. It's good to see some of our friends tonight. And the Lord been good to us. And I bless Him for it. If you have a Bible with you this evening, if you turn to the book of Acts, chapter number 7. Book of Acts, chapter number 7. Try my best to be briefer tonight. My wife's not traveled with me this week. I'll get on a preaching. I'll say, well, honey, what'd you think about the sermon? She'd say, well, it's sort of long. She said, you think you Pharaoh said you need to let the people go. Amen. But I've sure enjoyed a preaching here this week. The book of Acts, chapter number 7. I want to go up above that just a second and get into where I need to preach tonight. In Acts 6, 8, the Bible said, and Stephen, full of faith and power, he did great wonders and miracles among the people. That's what God can do through others when they're filled with faith. There's a power that comes that this world knows nothing about. Verse 10, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which He spake. Verse 15, all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on Him, saw His face as it had been the face of an angel. Some more man. Then said the high priest, chapter 7, 1, are these things so? And he said, men, brethren, fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham. I sure am glad God made Himself known. He starts into preaching. I've noticed a man full of faith and power, he'll have something to say. He talked about their sacred bulls in chapter 7, verse 41. They made a calf in those days, offered sacrifice unto the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. There's a lot of folks tonight got them sacred cows in the barn. Not only did he talk about their sacred bulls, but he had something to say about their sanctimonious buildings. He said in verse 48, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. There's a lot of folks worshiping buildings tonight. Then in verse 51, he said that they had spiritual blindness. Said, you're stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Not only did he talk about their spiritual blindness, but he talked about their sacrilegious brethren. Verse 52.
Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? They've slain them which showed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye've been now the betrayers and murderers, who received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Now this is where I want to get in on preaching tonight. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. That's what preaching's supposed to do. Not affect our feet, not affect our head, but impact our heart. Matter of fact, if the songs you listening to affects your feet, for it does your heart, you're listening to the wrong kind of singing. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth, or they gritted their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, ran up on him with one accord, cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the good grace of God. We thank you for sending in your Son, the Lord Jesus, the God-man. Thank you for taking our sin debt on Calvary's cross. Now I pray that you let preaching be easy a little while tonight. I sure do need you. And Holy Ghost, I pray that you'd teach me to exalt Christ. Help me, O Lord, for I'm a needy preacher. If it be one here lost, I pray you'd save them this night. Encourage the downhearted this evening. Do great things among us. Do great things with us and for us. We'll be careful to honor you and give you the right of way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. The Bible said, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Tonight, I could preach on the thought, this crowd is killing me. But tonight, I want to preach on this thought and this subject. Some things I want said before I'm dead. some things that I want said before I'm dead. Now, I want to say, first of all, I want the preaching said. Stephen was a man of great faith, filled with the Holy Ghost. He did wonders and miracles by the power of God. In this day and this hour, we need men that are filled with the Holy Ghost and that will preach under the unction and the power of the Spirit of God. We need Bible preaching. We need balanced preaching. And we need basic preaching. I want to say, by way of preaching, I'm going to stand on this old-time book. Its words are reliable, its ways are rewarding, and its wisdom is recommended. There's nothing like this book. It is a talking book. Somebody said it don't say nothing to me, but it sure does say a lot to me. I'm glad it's a talking book. It is a touching book. I've never had a book that talked to me and touched me like this book. It is a truthful book. We don't need a new Bible. We need to read and live out of the one that the Holy Ghost wrote unto us. I want my preaching said. I'm going to stand on an old-time book. I'm glad I'm saved by the old-time blood. I'm glad Jesus paid the price for all. The Bible said that He paid a ransom for all. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how much gospel that you've heard. The Bible says that you must be born again. I'm glad we can be born from the world above. Thank God in 1961 I was born in the Bowman family. But 1981, the greatest miracle ever happened in my life, when the Holy Ghost come by and arrested my heart and gave me faith to believe, and I bless His name tonight. Oh, I'm glad I'm saved by the old-time blood. I want to say I'm glad I'm secure by an old-time birth. Thank God I'm born in the family of God. Ain't there one of you can get me out of where I am tonight. I'm glad the Lord Jesus went farther. He paid the price at Calvary's cross. And what God does, He does forever. How weak would the doctrine be that God sent His Son and that wouldn't be enough to get me to where He is? Shame on anybody. I'm glad God's blood is efficient tonight. I'm glad that He still saves old sinners. I'm going to stand in this old-time book. I'm saved by the old-time blood. I'm secure by the old-time birth. And thank God I'm settled in with an old-time bunch. I'm not ashamed that I'm a Baptist tonight. I'm glad, thank God, that I go to the local church and I know in whom I believed. And I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. I'm an independent Baptist preacher, but I ain't mad about it. There's a lot of boys so mad about it, their wife can't stand them. But I'm telling you, God has been good to me. I'm settled with an old-time bunch. We sit in an old-time church. We sing in an old-time choir. And thank God I sail with an old-time captain. I'm glad he's never lost the crew. I'm glad that he'll see us to heaven sure, and I want to get my preaching said before I'm dead. I want to say I'm going to stand in this old time book. I'm saved by the old time blood. I'm secure in an old time birth. I'm settled with an old-timey bunch. Hallelujah. I'm glad when I go to church, it ain't so highfalutin' that you can't say glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It do some of y'all good to cry every now and then. It do you good to hug somebody's neck every now and then. It do you good to get an altar every now and then. And don't forget where your bread's buttered at tonight. Oh, I'm glad that I'm settled with an old-time bunch. We sat in an old-time church. We sang in an old-time choir and sailed with an old-time captain. Oh, my. But I want to say this tonight. I want to get my preaching done. I want to say that I'm going to stand in this old-time book. I'm saved by the old-time blood. I'm secure by an old-timey birth. I'm settled with an old-timey bunch. But I'll soon move to an old-time beyond. I'm glad I'm going to heaven tonight. Now, I want some things said before I'm dead. I want my preaching said. Are you saying anything for him nowadays? He's looking for somebody just to get filled with the Holy Ghost and forget about who they are and look, see how good he is and tell everybody that Jesus saved. Oh, I want my preaching said. Number two, I want my prayers said. You'll notice what old Stephen did. The Bible said that they stoned Stephen in verse 59, and he was a calling upon God. I'm glad I got a God I'm called to tonight. You know why he had a God he could call to? Because the Lord Jesus was standing on the right-hand side. If it wasn't for Jesus tonight, we couldn't get to where God is. But I sure am glad that God gave his only begotten that went to Calvary's cross. There he's making intercession for you and I. Matter of fact, isn't it amazing that the Holy Ghost mentioned when Jesus stood up, something was said about the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. I want to say tonight, there's some things that Jesus will not take a sitting down. He don't like folks throwing rocks at his preacher, amen. I like it when the Bible said, and Jesus stood up. I don't want to throw rocks at my preacher. You'll notice they throwed their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. I'm not only not going to throw rocks at my preacher, but I ain't going to hold nobody's coat while they throw rocks at my preacher. I say hallelujah tonight. Oh, I want to get my praying done. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that will see about all of his little children. I was in Kentucky years ago. One of the oldest men I've ever heard preach. His name was Guy Arnold. The moderator said in the morning, Brother Guy Arnold's going to preach, and I think he said he was 95 years old. Said he'd been preaching 70 years. He called the old man of God up to the pulpit. Brother David, he walked up there, and I'll never forget, he grabbed a hold of that pulpit. He said, this morning, I've chosen to preach on the topic of praying. When he did that, I slid up on the edge of my seat. I said, a man that's been preaching the gospel 70 years, he's fixing to tell me something about praying. I'll never forget what this old man of God told me that morning. He looked out and he said about the topic of praying, he said, it ain't about how long that you pray, just don't go long without praying. Can I tell you tonight, I'm glad that I've got a place every day in my life where I bow my knee and call upon God the Father by God the Son. Somebody said the Muslims are our brothers and sisters. That's the biggest lie that's ever been told. If you bypass Christ, hell will be your home tonight. But I'm glad that the Lord Jesus, by blood at Calvary, took all of our sin, made a full payment, and now I can go in the Holy of Holies. I ain't got to hunt a man to take my prayer in. Thank God Jesus is there on the right-hand side of God. You ain't going to move Him. I ain't going to move Him. Can I tell you, He's there tonight, and He's interceding for all of His little children. God reminds me about every time I preach on prayer how important this was in my life. I've got four little grandyoungins. I've got Olivia now that is 9. Parker that's 7. I've got Sophie that is 5. And Sailor Reese that's 2. One morning, I remember the girls dropped off the grand young'uns at the house. They done that drop-off business. You know what that is? They said, well, we'll be back in about 2 hours. And my goodness, about bedtime, you're saying, honey, when them young'uns say they're coming to get these grandbabies, amen. Boy, that morning, Megan dropped that little old kid off. I was in my study. I didn't know she'd got there yet. Brother Rick, I was kneeled down in my prayer place and I got them old pine floorboards in my study. I heard the boards go to pop and didn't really pay much attention. Felt something touch down on my shoulder. And I looked up from my altar of prayer and there stood that little old grandbaby. She had a little head bowed, her eyes closed. I come to tell you tonight, I'm glad that my grandbabies can catch their granddaddy praying, amen. Many of yours know where you hunt. They know where you fish, know where you shop, but do they know where you pray? Thank God she caught me praying. I want my praying done. You remember Tuesday night I alluded to a little girl that fell right here and I said, if that don't turn your heart, it can't be turned. Preacher told me last night that little girl got saved here Tuesday night. I sure hope she did. But I can tell you one thing, if she got saved Tuesday night, she's saved tonight. Because what God does, He does forever. Aren't you glad there's a God that we can come to and He'll listen to our prayers tonight? He loves us. Before I'm dead, there's some things I want said. I want my preaching said. And I want my praying said. I don't want to meet God with anything in my life or my heart that don't need to be there. Didn't the Bible say that if we'd confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness? I'm glad tonight we can get our praying done. They may steal our Bibles. They may burn our churches, but they'll never be able to take our prayers away out of our heart. Because I'm glad heaven's open tonight. You say, hey, you know heaven's open because the Bible said that heaven opened. Can I remind you? Heaven's not closed. It's still open. Heaven's still in business tonight. He's still in the blessing business. You say, preacher, you ain't blessed me. You better look around, friend. God's been good to you. God's been good to me. Matter of fact, we're the most blessed generation that's ever been in the local New Testament church. Matter of fact, we're so blessed we're in a Laodicean church age where we have need of nothing, we thank. I want my praying done. And that leads me to my third point. I want my praising done. He said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You know something? This whole world will mention God, and that don't tear them tree huggers up too much. If you draw a line in the sand about what this says about the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, worthy is the Lamb tonight. You know, I'm about done preaching, but I want to say this. And I mean it with all my heart. I've yet to figure this out. Except what the Bible says about it. You think a minute what I'm fixing to say. Praise Him. God's God. And He's God without asking anybody to be God. But He chose to give His Son to appease Himself. And you can't say, thank you. How many folks you went to school with in hell tonight? That crowd you's running with, God showed you mercy. Showed you grace and favor. I reminded the book of Luke, where He cleansed 10 lepers. One of them turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. You know what the Lord said? Where's the 9? Didn't I save 10 of you boys? Can I tell you tonight that there's ever been a time that the local church needs to get their preaching and their praying and their praising done? I don't need a worship leader to get my praise on. My praise gets on riding down the interstate. Looking out that suburban window, how good God's been to me. I'll pull in a gate down in Georgia by the will of God tonight. I'll look out how good God's been to me. I'm not in hell tonight. God's been good to me. I've had heartaches. I've had hard days. But God has been good to me. And I bless you. I bless you when I was minding my own business. You wouldn't mind in your own business. There's an old preacher one Saturday pulled in my driveway. I heard the gravel out there go off. I looked out the window and there's old preacher. Germans had shot his legs out from under him with a machine gun. He walked sort of crippled walking. He reached in his car, Brother Rick, and he grabbed an old Bible out and he started toward my porch door. That old man of God scared me to death. I looked out the window and things that I'm so ashamed of tonight that I was doing when he pulled in. Y'all remember them old Naugahyde couches? I grabbed what I was doing, slid it right out of the cushion. That old man of God walked in, limped in. He sat right down on top of my devil. He looked at me and he said something a man's never asked me. Are you saved? No man of God was so loving and caring. He said, well, Ken, I want you to know that I love you. He's an old well digger. He got up and he left out of that trailer, Brother Rick, but something happened. The old man of God left, but God stayed. And I laid down in the bed with him. When I got up, he's awaiting on me. And that next Sunday morning, no man of God preached. And I stepped out by faith. I said, God save me. And the Lord saved me that morning. Hallelujah. Well, glory to Him. Glory to Him. Glory to Him. Glory to Him. I had the right kind of haircut. I knowed how to dress right. I'd been raised in one of the most religious homes in America. But I'd never had the Holy Ghost to deal with my heart. But honey, that Sunday morning when I woke up and the God of glory was in the bed with me, He convicted me of my sins, took me all the way to church. And when I said that eternal Lord save me, I've been saved ever since. Tell me I can't praise Him. I'd been baptized at 12 years old. My daddy was an elder in the Church of Christ. He hired and fired the preachers. As mean as a little junkyard dog. They had them baptized duck waiters on that baptized. I got me a pair of fingernail clippers and clipped a hole in them one day. They baptized not too long and he went to my daddy and said, we got to have new waiters. A hole doesn't come in them. He said, what was you doing? All I knowed to do, but honey, let me tell you, that day the Lord come to me, my life changed. You know, one of the blessed things I've ever seen since I've been preaching. My mama was 80 years old. She come to Georgia for a trip. She come to our church that morning. I got up and preached. And I looked, and you know, come my mama, 80 year old down the aisle. Brother Rick, I stepped down out of the pulpit. She grabbed me and nearly pulled me down the altar. She said, Ken, I've never felt like this. Said, kid, I want the Lord to save me. Oh, my glory in heaven. She ain't in that rest home looking out that window tonight, honey. She's where lands fair the day, where the sun never sets on account of Calvary, because Jesus died for her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know that's scaring you some, slam to death, but this is my last night and I'm going to Georgia. I've got something to praise Him for. I had one of the greatest jobs in the state of Georgia a man could ever have. I was with my dear Phil. I stayed to preach one Saturday morning for Sunday, and the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, go resign. And I did. And I'm telling you, preaching had got so big in me, it was bigger than Pepsi Cola.
Yes.
Don't tell me God won't give you the desires of your heart if you'll serve Him and love Him and put Him where He needs to be and wants to be. God honors faith tonight. I got something to praise Him for.
Amen,
you got anything to thank Him for?
Yeah.
Sister, would you come tonight? I've got to see the Lord do some amazing things. Somebody said, well, God's not done. No, He's not done. I agree with it 110%. God is still God and this Bible's still right and He honors faith. And faith never will, never has been, never will be convenient. God will ask you to do things that will go against your flesh. But if you will honor Him by faith and trust Him and believe, God will do things for you that you could have never done for yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh. God, you've been so good. Stephen said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He fell asleep. Fell asleep with the peace of God in his soul. Are you ready to meet him? He loves you. And he can do no more for you than what he's already done. He sent his son. He wrote a Bible, and you've heard it. I wonder by faith, would you trust him tonight? Child of God, you got anything to thank him for on a Friday night? Would you come? Our sister plays. Would you come this evening and ask God to help you in your life? Would you come tonight? These altars are open. If you're here and you've never been saved, oh, it'd be a great night. Won't you come by faith, trust God's Son to take all your sin away? Would you come tonight? Mom and Daddy, you got your praying done. The Lord's returning. He's worthy of our praise tonight. Can you thank Him in your heart? Can you thank Him for how good He's been to you? Can you? Can you thank Him? Amen, buddy.
Be saved.
Okay, son.